So, how's everybody's doing?
Holy weekend.
That's pretty cool.
NerdErotic.com.
I love that Warner Brothers has thrown their hat into the ring and go, we want to fucking suck at Lord of the Rings too. Let's go.
And Christopher Nolan's like, I can fuck up the Odyssey. Yep. Let's kill all high fantasy.
Hold my cup of tea. My cup of microwave tea, Nolan. The Dark Lord returns, Mahler. The Dark Lord. Love and look it. At it. It's fucking pretty Sauron. And they, this was a choice, by the way. Go on, Mahler.
I'm already thinking, like, I'm going to have to rewatch season one and two. It's what I do whenever a new show like this comes out. It's going to be fucking rough, man.
It's really rough.
It was probably watching season one, you know, full season two, but now I got to do both of them. Oh.
The only good that comes out of this is I end up reading a good chunk of the Silmarillion, which has nothing to do with the show at all. I end up watching PJ's Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, and Silmarillion in between, because I'm like, oh, I really just want to be interested in good Lord of the Rings. So that's the good that comes out of it. Mm. Nobody's watching this. And again, it's a choice to make a hot Sauron. Now, this is one of those things before it came out as...
It's for women. It's for fucking women.
Yeah, we joked. We joked that based on all the properties we've seen go into intersectional feminism, we were like, Galadriel's going to be fully armored, slaying orcs, yeah, cutting through them like butter, and she's going to lead an all-female army of Numenoreans. That was my joke prediction before they even hired J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, and it almost came true, and I was fucking kidding. Then we have sexy Sauron, because the thirst trap villain, the new Data is in for Hollywood. Like the Acolyte had one too. The thirst trap villain is in, ladies. Yeah. All those true crime ladies want to tune in to the bad boys. They think they can change. Ladies, what the fuck is wrong with you? Rings of Power coming back this year. I didn't think it would. I didn't think it would. They just wrapped principal photography, and they suck. But they built this whole new facility, adding on to the $1 billion that they paid for this. They built this whole new facility in the UK because of the tax breaks, abandoned New Zealand. It seems like they really, what they wanted was Lord of the Rings. That's what Amazon wanted. They wanted to make a Lord of the Rings show. So what they're doing is adapting things that Peter didn't in the movie. That's why we got Tom Bombadil and the fucking, we're going to get the Blue Wizards and it's all this bullshit. So Jamie Campbell Bower, I thought he was going to be Celeborn, because we've been waiting for Celeborn, which is Galadriel's husband, who's very much alive. You saw him in PJ's movie, because Galadriel's supposed to have a daughter. I haven't heard a fucking word about her. I'm like, hey, Jamie Campbell Bower is probably going to be Celeborn. And Alpha Chad's all, no, Glorfindel, because they didn't put Glorfindel in PJ's Lord of the Rings. Arwen kind of stole all his valor, his thunder. So that's who he's going to be. And poor Jamie Campbell Bower, Mahler, and Az is going to be in another fucking bad TV show. He's like,
it'll play well. You know, he'll get his money. And maybe he'll get, someone will watch it, unfortunately, and then be like, we'll cast you in something good. You know, it could happen.
It could happen. Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. He was in Horizon Part 1. We're never going to see the second one again. He was in Stranger Things. That went down well at the end. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's going to be more bastardization. It's going to be more gaslighting, saying this series is actually great. The only reason they're not fucking canceling it is because they made this ludicrous deal with the fucking Tolkien estate. And it's tied into... I say Bezos, but it's tied into the brand of Amazon. They would see it as a complete loss if they canceled it and kind of a failure. So they have enough money to keep this thing afloat till it ends. Super excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am. According to official description, season 3 will take place several years after the events of season 2, picking up at the height of the War of the Elves and Sauron, as the Dark Lord seeks to craft the One Ring that will give him the edge he needs to win the war and bind all the people to his will.
I feel like you're channeling someone specific there with the lack of energy, but
it's so fucking, I don't even want to go over it. I'll go over it in the videos. I've gone over my last videos. I don't want to go how stupid this fucking is and how out of order it is and the sack of Eregion and how fucking retarded that was. Remember his little assistant, his little blonde assistant who he killed?
No, because I didn't watch it.
I had to stop for a while there because I was like, wait, yes?
Yes. He had a little simp assistant that he just pitched off a fucking wall.
I've seen it in your reviews.
Yeah. Like, make a statement about something that happened and see if me and Az will know if it's true or false. And then make some up.
Oh, I don't know if I can make anything up. I'd have to think about that a little bit. Of course, you remember the family of orcs because orcs just want to.
I do.
Have fun. Orcs just want to have fun.
That meant a lot to me. Whoa, whoa.
Just putting live, love, lacerate on my thumbnail was one of my finest achievements.
It is one of the stupidest things I think I've seen that the orcs. We just wanted our own little place to settle down, Mr. Saren. That's all we wanted to do with our families, you know, babies, Mr. Saren.
We just want to keep to ourselves, you know.
Fucking retards.
Do a little, you know, raping and pillaging, but not much. Just the next town over. We mostly
like every other day. Ourselves.
Yeah. We need to assert our dominance so that they know to not come over here.
Remember when they started a volcano with a mouse trap?
That is such a good game, board game as well.
He was my favorite character, and he died.
What?
Season 2, episode 1.
What was he called again?
You've forgotten his name?
Mm.
Gary, you know it, right?
What? Say it again.
I'm asking, you know who the legendary man who started Mount Doom.
Oh God, it's with a W, right?
Whoa.
Michael Waldron.
Wade.
It was Waldron
Disney.
Yeah,
the chat gave it to me. Waldron or Waldreg.
One of the most important legendary Nexus characters in this universe.
They needed to show the origin of Mount Doom. They needed to show an origin of a volcano. You know what the origin of a volcano is? Time, geology. It's not like, hey, you know, we put this, we blocked this dam. And you're right, Az. Mousetrap was a fucking great game.
Yeah.
That was a great game. Hours of entertainment as a child playing
Mousetrap. I played Mousetrap.
Did you?
I'm not that old, young.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think you would even know what Mousetrap was.
I like Screwball Scramble. Remember that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of any of this.
But it wasn't just an origin of a volcano. It was an origin of a land.
Mordor.
And they changed the font.
Oh, I looked so stupid when they did that.
They changed it from Ariel to Ariel Black.
So scary.
Oh, I think I don't know if High King Feanor is out there. I think they're writing out the Hobbits.
Yeah, apparently that's
no.
Yeah,
there will be no Hobbits.
Thank gosh, they're evil.
There are no Hobbits in Ba Sing Se, I guess.
They probably fell behind. That'd be great. It's like, oh, they fell behind and they died.
Good.
No one gets left behind,
all of them were fucking evil. If you fall behind, you'll come and help us up. Oh, no. We'll leave you to fucking die.
Yeah. I've just got a broken nail here. It'd take a second to fix. Nope, you're dead.
Yeah. No. We're gone.
This is how we get rid of the weak, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a scary world we live in.
It is.
The homeless hobbitses.
The homeless hobbitses.
Oh my God! Yeah, the fall of Numenor is coming too.
Oh fuck me!
I can't wait to see them all die. They deserve it.
But are we going to see the? Are we going to see the Numenorians go to Valinor though to attack Valinor?
Well, I mean, we have to because that leads directly to the fall of Numenor. And then we have to have them capture Sauron at some point, bring them back. And then he whispers into Elf Farazan's ear and becomes his confidant. And then they start sacrificing people to Morgoth.
I mean, I'm up for that.
I am too.
Because the more people that fucking die in this show, the better.
I don't know. They'll probably make that like just two episodes. But you know what? You know what? It has. God, now that I'm talking about it, guys, I feel like Warner Brothers has taken their thunder a little bit. I'm a little disappointed about that. It's like, where am I going to focus my rage towards Tolkien when, you know, Warner Brothers was the good guy in this? Remember when they first like, hey, we're going to make something? I'm like, oh, they're sticking it to Amazon. That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fucking monkey paw shit.
Yeah.
We got the War of the Rohirrim, and now we have Stephen Colbert making a fucking Lord of the Rings movie as a fucking middle finger to Trump. That's exactly what they're doing. The motivation behind getting a guy who's never written a fucking movie script ever is a middle finger to Ellison and Trump and the deal. And it's so fucking cringe. That's the entire motivation behind it. I read the article yesterday.
What the fuck was that?
They're all mad. They're all fucking loopy. They're all absolutely fucking gone.
Oh, I want to do a Lord of the Rings. It's a fucking middle finger to Trump. Oh, fucking blow your brains out.
But you know, it's true. Weirdo. Like, you know, that's the, like, as insane as that sounds, that's the motivation behind it. We won't read it today, but I read the exit article of Colbert. And I mean, he said as much. He basically said, I'm being canceled. My show couldn't be losing $40 million. When pressed on the question, he's all, I don't know. Maybe every other late night show has been successful, I guess, until mine, I guess.
Not really, no.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. That's not true.
Nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.